I want you to repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I give you praise. For this is a new day. Yes, Liberty Sunday is today. Amen. I have ears that hear. I have eyes that see. And I have a heart that you're talking to me. Amen. I searched the heart of the Lord for this morning, and he was loud and clear as he confirmed Psalms 37. So if you'll go to Psalms 37, I want you to take a good look at what this particular message is from the Lord. Because a lot of times for me, when I first started with the Holy Spirit, and I stress that, Psalms 37, I would say, became a lifeline. When I first started the prayer group, it was a part of my life. When I ended up opening up the prayer and counseling center with Pastor Gino, Psalms 37 was declared by my mouth almost daily for probably a year or more. Because of the war games. So, war games. Why war games? The war games come because the enemy knows what's going to happen. He's got a picture already of where you're going. He's kind of got a map of your background. Because the map is according to the heritage of your family and their strengths and their weaknesses. The scripture says that what you have become is already a byproduct of where you came from. Wow.
Can you repeat that?
Nope. I believe it's him speaking, and it's kind of tough to bring it back.
Yes, it is.
I've become what I've come from.
Well, my actions are really, really readable. From my background, he knows the potential of my future. Does that help at all?
Wow.
So that, you know, you've got... He can't be everywhere. See, the enemy is only at one place at one time. But he's a communication expert. He's listening to your mouth.
Jesus.
James chapter 3. Life and death are in?
Power of the tongue.
Okay, so that's something that he knows just as well as you do. In case you know or forgot, the enemy quoted the word to Jesus. He just slips a little angle on it to get you to submit or to agree with him instead of declaring. It is also written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Ah. So, I just want to give you a couple of points that I'm going to stress. But Psalms 37 verse 4 says, it's the second part of verse 4, he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart.
Yes.
If you haven't got a circle around he, I suggest you put one there. Verse 5, at the last part of the sentence, I'm using the Amplified. Again, towards the end, it says, he will bring it to pass. Mm-hmm. He. And if that doesn't have a circle, put one on. Mm-hmm. Verse 6, the second word, he should have a circle around it. Will make your uprightness and your right standing with God go forth as a light. Verse 13, second part of the verse. He sees that their own day of defeat is coming. He should have a circle around it. Are you catching on a little bit? Are you aware that he is in the control room? Verse 23, second part of the verse. He delights in his ways, and he busies himself with his every step. He, meaning the good man. Are you catching on? I want to go back now to verse 1. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness. That which is not upright, nor in right standing with God. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herbs. Verse 3. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good so shall you dwell in the land and feed. Surely, on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. He. Did you get it yet? It's not about me, my, and worship self.
Amen.
Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on him. Trust on, rely on, and be confident also in him. And the next he should have a circle. Will bring it to pass. He will bring it to pass. In case you forgot, he knows your weaknesses better than you know them yourself.
Yes, he does.
Because he knew your father, he knew your grandfather, he knew your mom, he knew your grandmother, he knew them all. And he's made a way where there is no way. 6. And he will make your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as a light, and your justice and right as the shining of the noonday sun, or shining sun of the noonday. 7, very important. My suggestion is put a circle around number 7. Be still and rest in the Lord, which is going to be the hardest job you've ever had.
Amen.
Because you want to fix, you want to heal, you want to do, and he says, I've got it.
Come on. You are preaching.
I've got. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him and patiently stay yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his ways. Meaning you're watching somebody do something stupid and you're expecting stupid to do something different. And stupid can't do any better than stupid. Amen? Because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. You're not going to surprise the Lord about somebody who made a mess.
Lord, help me.
You're not going to surprise the Lord with something that somebody created in the wrong direction. Mm-mm-mm. He's already made a provision.
Yes.
And he's waiting for you to intercede, because otherwise you wouldn't even see their mistake. He's expecting you to stay in the gap and hold them up before Papa. You heard me say that I got a hug that I waited for 30 years. I got it last night. I had shivers up and down my spine. And I didn't even realize I did it, and I didn't realize it was received or given back until I was driving home, and I'll tell you, my heart was jumping inside for joy.
No, he bent down.
Sometimes we wait 30 years. It's not important. Is it really important that you have to wait 30 years? Is it really that important? You've got eternity in front of you. You and I have eternity. That means the wheel will keep on going even if your body enters into the grave. But what's important is that he has a plan that he's unfolding. Verse 8, also very important, should have a circle. Cease from anger. Are you kidding me? I am angry and I have a justified excuse to be angry because they're being stupid. They're sinning an awful lot. Well, guess what? Get a wake-up call. Sinners do sin. Oh, wow, you're kidding me. Sinners really do sin? Yeah, what are you doing watching them? If they're watching, and if God is watching, what is your commission? The woman at the well, I shared this with somebody this week. Woman at the well, she's had 5 divorces, man. You know, she had it rough.
Give it up.
Okay? Did Jesus give up on her?
No.
She's got a boyfriend on the side, which is fine. But in reality, he said, you need living water. I really didn't ever conceive that Jonah needed to be tossed into the water, but he did. And you're right, Joe. There was enough water to handle his problem. And I'm sure that the belly of the whale didn't sound or smell very sweet. But I'd like to show you something that maybe you didn't know, my little brother. Do you know that where he landed, they worshiped the fish god Dagon? And the fish spit him out on the shore. Why do you think the whole city flipped? God uses stupid to his advantage. And Jonah was stupid. Amen?
Amen.
God uses stupid to his advantage. He's got enough ammunition to handle your case. Amen? Being angry is going to shut the enemy what? Being angry is going to shut the enemy what? It'll never shut the enemy. It'll shut you down. And you won't hear from the Lord. Because while your anger is stewing inside, you're shut off.
Jesus.
I know I'm preaching. I hurt myself.
You did a fine job.
Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil doing. There's your little trap that the enemy puts in there. Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but not those who wait and hope and look for the Lord. In the end shall inherit the earth. Guess what? We're going to catch this thing as an inheritance. Verse 10, and yet a little while, the evildoers will be no more. Though you look with care where he used to be, he will not be found. 11, but the meek in the end shall inherit the earth. And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plot against the uncompromisingly righteous man. You know, that's why I believe he told me to use the Amplified. uncompromisingly. He won't wiggle and sway to make other people happy. To the upright, in right standing with God, he gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that their own day of defeat is coming. If you haven't got a circle around 13, you better put one. Say, the Lord laughs.
The Lord laughs.
And I should join him.
At the wicked.
For he sees that their own day of defeat is on the way. It's on the way. It's down the road. The wicked draw the sword and bend their bows to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who walk uprightly, blameless in conduct and in conversation. If you haven't got in conversation in your Bible, put a circle there and make a note. Conversation is important because it's going to declare whether you're going to continue being stupid or be accountable.
Amen.
Ask the Lord to put a guard over your big mouth.
Yes. Seal it up.
And if you're not prone to responding, ask the Holy Spirit. He's got abilities to give you a right declaration. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the right declaration is to be quiet and not to feed more ammunition to the darkness. The sword of the wicked, verse 15, shall enter their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken. That's a prophetic word. The sword of the wicked shall enter their own hearts. In other words, they're going to destroy themselves, and their bows shall be broken.
Wow.
Better is a little that the uncompromisingly righteous man has than the abundance of possessions of many who are wrong and wicked. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous, and it's consistently righteous. In other words, not part-time righteous. Part-time righteous when I feel good, and ugly when I feel ugly. You know, you can't be a part-time believer anymore. Otherwise, your priesthood is fake. And if you remember what I shared with you earlier, your righteousness is because of his obedience, not yours. It's not because of your works, it's because of his works, his finished works applied to your life and your everyday walk with him. The Lord knows the day, the days of the upright and the blameless, and their inheritance will abide forever. Whoo, that's eternity, isn't it? They shall not be put to shame in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs that is consumed in smoke, and as the glory of the pastures. They shall vanish like smoke, shall they consume away. Think about what I've just read. Verse 20, the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs that is consumed in smoke, and as the glory of the pastures. They shall vanish like smoke. Shall they consume away? That's the future of those that refuse the Holy Spirit. That's the future of those who say, I don't need God. You're to step in and intercede for them until they get a change of heart. When you go to that altar, you say, God, I've got one in my heart today because you showed me this one needs prayer. And you say, I'm going to take a piece of the lamb that actually was sacrificed on that tree for them as well as for me. Don't judge, give grace, give mercy, and give of yourself to step aside your judgments. Because mercy triumphs over judgment. 21. The wicked borrow and pays not again, but he may be unable. But the uncompromisingly righteous deals kindly and gives, for he is able. For such as are blessed of God shall in the end inherit the earth, and they that are cursed of him shall be cut off. Does that tell you what darkness and the dark forces we're going to be looking at? A future with nothing in it. 23. The steps of a good man are directed and established of the Lord. When he delights in his ways, and he busies himself with his every step. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord grasps his hand in support and upholds him.
Woo!
He does it again, doesn't he? He sees you slipping on a slippery slope and he just grabs you.
Come on, thank you, Jesus.
You say, well, wait a minute, I was heading down and I thought I was going to die. Welcome to the club. But the Holy Spirit says, today I lift you up. Today I declare liberty over you. Are you going to wear it or are you going to give it back? It's up to you. He's given you free will. You can either walk in it, enjoy the trip, or argue with him because your case is not to your satisfaction. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, there's a job ahead.
Job ahead.
I'm the one that you're working on.
That you're working on.
And you're trying to get me to see.
And you're trying to get me to see.
That the one who started all this.
That the one who started all of this.
Is my Heavenly Father.
Is my Heavenly Father.
He sent his Son on the cross.
He sent his Son on the cross.
To clean me up.
To clean me up.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
I need you more now than ever.
I need you now.
Heal my heart.
Heal my heart.
And give me the liberty.
And give me the liberty.
That you paid for.
That you paid for.
On that tree.
On that tree.
Truly for me.
Truly for me.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Oh, and by the way, bless the food, make it holy, and enjoy some hugs. And be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.